Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Burt Show.
I'm about to give you a very loaded and confusing question, so just sit with me in this for a second. Would you still go through with the order if your boyfriend's wife bought something from your company?
My boyfriend's wife?
If your boyfriend's wife bought something from your company. This all has to do with the most recent episode of my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, which is on Burt's Network Pioneer. And the most recent episode of my podcast revolves around a woman who found out that she was the mistress after making her boyfriend a red velvet cake. It is very salacious. I found this on social media. It was this woman who owns a bakery called Bake Sis out in California. And she said, yeah, I just found out I was the other woman because I decided to make my boyfriend a cake. And long story short, what essentially happens is they date for like 6 months. She's like, this is my favorite love. Like, I really felt in my bones, this was the love of my life. This was the guy I was going to get married to. So many things lined up. We both have kids. We're both around the same age. We both want things out of life. And she's like, things are just going so, so well. So for Father's Day, she decides to make him an off-menu cake. She owns this bakery, but for some reason, red velvet is not on the menu. So she makes him this beautiful red velvet cake. It's his favorite flavor. She drops off the cake. She's like, I hope you enjoy it, baby. Hope you love it. He doesn't say anything about the cake. And she's like, that's a little weird, but whatever. You know, he's not super verbose with his words. So that happens. And then like a week later, she gets an order from a woman who is requesting a red velvet cake. And she's like, this is a little weird because like red velvet's not on my menu. You know, you can order vanilla, you can order chocolate, you can order carrot cake, but red velvet, not on my menu. So she asked this woman, she's like, hey, like, why are you requesting red velvet? Like, it's not on the menu. And she's like, well, my husband just got this cake the other day from somebody, and it was a red velvet cake, and me and our three kids really enjoyed this cake. And she's like, three kids? I didn't know he had three kids. I knew he had one kid, but I thought he was single with one child. And you're telling me that this is your husband and he has two other kids he's been lying to me about for the last 6 months? So she's sitting there and she's like, well, I've got this order from this woman who wants this cake. Do I, A, do I confront the boyfriend first? Mm. Or B, do I actually go through with this order?
Oh, I 1,000% make it. Uh-huh. I 1,000% make it. And I hand deliver that bad boy.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. You know, if you really want to be spiteful, that's the way to go first. And then you talk to the boyfriend.
That is not spiteful. No. Him cheating, like him having her as a side piece, cheating on his wife that he has three children with, that is spiteful. I'm just being creative.
Tomato, tomato. That's a tough one not to knee jerk and really like lash out at right there. I think I probably do buy it and then I talk to him.
For me, my first response, it's not making the cake. It's going to this man who's just lied to me for 6 months, which of course she does. And when she explained the confrontation, she was just like, yeah, he was so chill about it. He was just like, I've been cheating on my wife with you, but like we're separated. Like we don't even stay in the same bed. And so I'm like, okay, well now I'm even more infuriated because at least I want you on like your hands and knees begging for my forgiveness after you've just lied to me for the last 6 months.
And if it's not a big deal and you guys are separated and you're living in a separate bed, why didn't you tell me about it before?
And then why aren't you living in separate houses? And if it's so not a big deal, you should have been upfront about it. So then my next question was, okay, so are you going like full the help style and are you going to like put something a little shady in this cake when you give it to this woman? Like, are you going to make the most of this like sweet treat and getting your revenge? And I will not reveal whether or not she makes the cake or not, but I will say that her response is not something I would have done. I think she definitely thought about this longer than I would have. So if you want to listen to what she does, you can head to the Breakup Breakdown wherever you get your podcasts.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Are they or are they not a couple? That is the question on everybody's minds this morning when we saw the rumors flying that possibly actors Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, are they a couple?
I want this for them. I want this for her. I want this for him because his wife died in a very tragic skiing accident. I don't think from what I've read, he's been with anybody since then. Like he just hasn't found anybody that could even compare to his deceased wife. So the fact that these two have found each other and found it doing a comedy, because if you're familiar with the Naked Gun series, I love this for them and I am shipping them.
I just, you know what, every time I hear his voice, I don't know anything about this guy. That sounds like a very dear story. But every time he's just got a creepy voice.
Like a creepy voice?
I think it's a very creepy voice.
It's not creepy. It's deep. It is very intentional. It feels like when he says words, he's like really thinking about it. But the reason why this would never work for me, despite the fact that he's 73 years old and I'm 28, is every time I hear him speak, it brings me back to being 11 years old and being at a sleepover at my friend's house and them turning on this little movie called Taken that I didn't know I was getting into that traumatized me for all eternity.
Oh my God. You were 11?
I was so young. And I was like, why are we watching this film? And then I thought anytime like we traveled out of the country, like men were going to come after us. And I was terrified. I'm like, I'm going to be taken. Yeah. And my dad's not Liam Neeson. He's not going to get me. So that I'm going to be stuck in that scary place forever. So anyway, they've had to address these dating rumors because of course it's going around. And also they look beautiful on the red carpet together. So Craig Melvin from the Today Show asked Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson if they're on screen chemistry sparked anything off the screen.
Are you two an item?
Craig.
What?
Craig.
I don't understand Liam. The question.
Pamela. Craig. Don't lie on
look, we met, I had never met Pamela before.
I heard.
We met on set.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered we had a lovely budding chemistry.
Yeah.
A connection.
As two actors. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Let's not mold this. Let's just let it breathe. And that's what we did.
So that's what we're doing right now. We're watching the beginning of the breathing of a budding relationship. Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, America's here for it. We're here for whatever this turns into.
Now, that to me is the voice of somebody that has kidnapped your child and is calling you, asking you for money.
No, man, he's the one finding your child.
He's the one
who's he's the one whose child was kidnapped.
Yeah, that's movie. This is real life.
If you don't know his story, so he was married to Natasha Richardson, who was the mom in the OG Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan, right? And she had a skiing accident at the age of 45, hit a tree. Went home, discharged from the hospital, died 2 days later of a hematoma that they hadn't caught. So they thought she was fine. So it really messed with him. And like Kristen said, hasn't really dated anyone publicly since her death way back in the day. And I always thought that kind of love was beautiful, but it made me sad for him. Like, to love someone so much that no one will ever compare to your wife that you've lost at such a young age, 45. And so I love this, along with Pamela's new sort of newfound no makeup on the red carpet, sinking into who she authentically is. Like, it is one of those rare relationships, like a Freddie Prinze Jr. and a Sarah Michelle Gellar, like, you guys are going to go the distance. Like, this is love, and if you break up, love is dead.
I love that you guys are looking at this maturely. I'm thinking of him as 73 years old, watching those old videos of her and Tommy Lee, and at 73 years old, going, I can't, no, I don't have that in me. there's no way.
She's go 50, see somebody. She's 58?
Yeah, but she's still got the goods, man.
Oh, gosh.
Well, they might not actually be in a budding romance, because it does sound like in this next clip from one of, like, those press junket interviews, it does kind of feel like Pamela is friend zoning Liam just a little bit.
What was your first impression of me when we met?
I thought, she is so easy on the eyes.
Oh.
I knew we had a kind of a chemistry from very, very early on.
Yeah, we definitely had a chemistry right away, and was just curious where it was going to take us in the film. So it was really a nice start, but you're a friend for life.
Great.
Yeah, we're friends for life.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
She shut that down.
This, yeah. So this is a classic PR move. Like, this is PR 101. It's like what Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell did when they starred in that movie together. Like, you get people talking about it, like a legit romance going on behind the scenes to get people talking about the movie. So I really want this. I do. I want this more than Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. I just don't know if there's any validity to it.
I just want to do this, Tommy. Okay, I want you guys to close your eyes and forget this is Liam Neeson for just one second, and let's get through the line where he says, easy on the eyes. Close your eyes. Forget it's Liam Neeson. Yeah. It's just some random older dude. Okay, go.
What was your first impression of me when we met?
I thought, she is so easy on the eyes.
Oh.
I knew we had
a he's
like
crazy.
It's
low-key kind of hot.
Yeah.
It's better, honestly, with the eyes closed. Because I will say, because when I did hear that clip, I was like, oh, it is kind of creepy. Like, it is kind of... He feels like if there was going to be an animated version of their voices, like, he's sort of like this wolf stalking this little bunny, and she's like, I think you're just a friend.
You're easy on the eyes.
Are you a pirate?
Get it? The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is revenge time. Abby, what have we been spending a lot of time on this week, and with who?
We have been talking to comedian/lawyer-ish who is telling us different ways you could probably not get arrested, with ways to get revenge on your ex. We have talked about sending animal poop to their doorstep. We have also talked about making them have a slow burn milk curdle smell to their apartment, where you put a little bit of milk in some cleaning solution, and slowly over time, it makes their entire apartment smell like the inside of somebody's toes.
That was too descriptive. That was too
specific, though.
So neat. So Ish is back with us again today. You can check her out on Instagram, on all social media platforms at What the Ish. All right. So first of all, leaning right into this, even before we know what it is, on a scale of 1 to 100, with 100, this is definitely getting you arrested, and 1 being no chance at all, what's it going to be today?
This one might get you committed by your friends because it's a little elaborate and insane, but I think the chances of getting arrested are like a 7. Truly.
Nothing.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey,
that's
easy.
Nothing.
That's
a little
bad.
I mean, committed, I'm in a padded room by myself and I could sleep all day. I'm actually kind of not mad at that right now. It sounds cozy and quiet.
All right, Ish, what do you got?
Okay, this is my favorite user-submitted idea. So you're going to hop on, like, Citizen, Facebook, whatever. Find all the local community groups for his neighborhood. And this one, you have to wait a little bit for a major holiday, Halloween. I like Christmas. And you are going to create a fake account posing as this demon man. And you are going to offer up his home as a Christmas tree drop-off lot or jack-o'-lanterns, whatever junk you have after a holiday. And you're going to say, starting December 26th at 4 a.m., running until like January 14th, this man is being so kind and generous because he's probably a narcissist who pretends to be that way anyways. And he's going to offer up his home at a Christmas tree drop-off lot. So that way, the day after Christmas, after the happiest day of the year, people are just rolling in, dumping Christmas trees into his front lot. And he will have no idea what on earth is happening. And there's no way to stop it. Maybe if he's smart, he'll find one, maybe two of the websites he posted on. But if you get on Craigslist, if you get on every single Facebook group, those trees are going to keep rolling in. And like, you know, my thought is maybe if he were smart, he would post a sign out front saying, this is not a Christmas tree drop-off lot. Just update the website and be like, someone posted this weird sign that it's definitely a Christmas tree drop-off lot. Indeed, we're going to start offering hot chocolate. So just knock on my door. And if I don't answer, just keep knocking, keep ringing the doorbell. I will be out eventually. And what I love about this idea is it is one of the few ideas where you can see the product of your work. You can drive by his house once a day, twice a day, 10 times a day, and just watch the trees pile up. And I think it's so, so funny. Yes. And did I do it last year? I cannot say. I cannot say.
I do love the trees. However, the jack-o'-lantern, like the leftover gourds and pumpkins, because we have this house called the Goat House, right? And they have, like, in their front yard, goats, turkeys. They just added a donkey. And this is in a residential neighborhood, right? I'm sure the neighbors are pissed. But they always post on Facebook, hey, if you have any leftover, like, pumpkins, gourds, or whatever, drop them off because the goats eat them, right? So the idea of your ex's house just being littered with these pumpkins that are just turning in on themselves in the yard, that brings my heart so much joy. That is genius.
That's the point.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Ish, I feel like you need an evil laugh, like a Dr. Evil laugh or something like that after these, just to make them more effective.
I think just like a cute little giggle, like a little... Like a high-pitched giggle, I think it's the most appropriate.
You might be right. All right, another one tomorrow. Follow her online, What the Ish, on Instagram or all social media platforms. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're on The Burt Show.
Just thought they were a bunch of mean girls a couple of days ago, and up until this point, I'm sticking with that. Because they ruined a friend's wedding just because they weren't mature enough to have a conversation. And it just sounded mean.
Yeah, I mean, it was the a-hole domino effect, because really what happened, it was this wedding where the bride was like, okay, we're going to have these bridesmaids and they're going to wear this mauve dress. And so the bridesmaids do what bridesmaids do and they buy the dress. But then like a couple of weeks before the wedding, the bride's like, I changed my mind. I actually want y'all to wear this dress. So I need you to buy a second dress. And of course, all the bridesmaids were like, we already spent like $400 on this dress. We're not going to not wear it. So they all kind of unionized and they got in this group chat and they're like, we're all going to mutually agree to show up in this mauve dress, right? And they're all like, yeah. So then they show up to the wedding in this mauve dress. And of course, this bridezilla goes absolutely insane, upset, because she's like, what do you mean you guys are wearing this dress? I thought we agreed that we were going to wear the second dress that I asked you to purchase 2 weeks ago.
What did they expect? And if they really cared about this woman and that was really her friend, they would have handled it in a much more mature way. So let's say they're all upset, and I get what you guys were telling me, is that the second dress is a real hassle. It's kind of rude last minute also to say, hey, now you guys got to get dresses without offering to pay for them. Also, I get the frustration. So somebody in the group say to her, hey, I just want to let you know what's going on with the rest of us. We're kind of frustrated. We don't have the cash. Over. Okay, then maybe we can work through it. But then to scheme against a friend on one of the days that she's going to remember for the rest of her life and ruin everybody's day that was at that wedding also, it just felt like over the top meanness that that was unnecessary.
I don't agree that it was a scheme, but I do feel like it could have all been solved if they were just like, hey, we already spent a ton of money, like we can't afford this. I feel like most reasonable people would be like, all right, yeah, just wear them off.
But isn't a scheme when you're like, okay, you guys, here's what we're going to do. We are not buying the dress, and we are going to show up on the wedding day together in solidarity. Unionized. I love the word that you keep using for that. It's scheme. It feels very scheme.
When you put it like that, it's a scheme.
Well, scheme to me feels like there's malice attached, and I don't think they intentionally. I don't think they wanted to hurt her. I think they were upset that they were being asked to spend another exorbitant amount of money on a dress that they're going to wear for one day. Like, nobody already wants to wear this ugly mauve dress anyway. But you do it because of your friends or your family, because that's what you do. It's tradition. And so then when you're asked to spend more money on a dress when you shouldn't have had to buy two, they weren't doing it to be mean. They just didn't want to wear that dress because they didn't want to spend more money.
The mean thing is scheming and showing up on the wedding day. That is just mean to do to a friend right there. And I think it was done with malice.
Do you think the French Revolution was a scheme? They are just, they're having a bridesmaid revolution. That's all they're doing.
Yes, Tommy.
No, I was talking to him.
Oh, okay.
Were you going to play Les Miserables?
Yeah, but we can't find it.
Oh, okay. I can sing it.
Okay, so that's up until now, but you said we got an email that's kind of justifying their actions.
We did. So obviously this Burt Show listener who reached out to us is listening to us as we read these emails and read the update, and she hit us back and she says, I'm back with receipts. I get that Burt isn't happy with us and thinks we're just a bunch of mean girls.
Dad's not happy.
I sent a link.
It's not that I'm mad. I'm just disappointed. Yeah.
I sent a link of the segment to the group chat, and all the bridesmaids want to defend themselves, Bert. All right.
Okay.
I know what we did seems harsh, but maybe when you compile all the ways the bride hurt us, our actions will make more sense.
I think you actually brought this up, or we might have talked about it when it happened. Like, you would love to know the other side.
You did.
I did that?
Yes.
That was a good call on my part.
Came from within the own house. So here are the individual text messages from the five of us that I collected. These are all of our grievances about the bride and why we felt forced to step into Psycho.
Oh, so there is malice here.
Okay, so I'm already rolling my eyes. Okay. All right.
All right. Here's the text message from the maid of honor.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to stay open-minded, but I can feel very close.
Okay, just listen to the receipt. These are, again, so yeah, the dress was the tipping point for them, right? The second bridesmaid's dress. This is everything else that has happened leading up to that, which is why they stepped into Psycho. The text message she got from the maid of honor. At her bridal shower, I gave her a personalized hand-painted serving platter I had made special just for her. She opened it, looked at it with disgust, and said, "Is this from the registry? I don't remember registering for this." It obviously wasn't from her beige registry. It was obviously a sentimental gift that she shamed me for in front of everyone. So yeah, when the new dress demand came in, that was a big note for me.
Okay, some of this stuff, Cass, you want to get in on this also, is just going to go over my male head, because the way that women take a look at weddings and the details of weddings are lost on me. For me, it's just like show up in a tux and it's all good. So what's the major offense there?
That she didn't buy off the registry and came up with something on her own to give her.
Okay, well, the maid of honor is offended because, like, if the bride didn't like the gift, then just talk to her, take it back, or it's personalized, you can't take it back. But there's no reason to out her in front of all the guests at the bridal shower that your gift sucks and didn't go off the registry.
Oh, she's also just being ungrateful. Like, this isn't even off the registry.
Okay.
All right. Here's, so that was the maid of honor. This is bridesmaid one. When I got the invitation, I RSVP'd for me and my boyfriend. Then out of nowhere, she tells me he can't come because she doesn't want randos at her wedding. Randos? I've been with this man for a year. You've met him. That was it for me. The dress change was just the icing on the cake.
Okay, that one I understand.
All right. Bridesmaid 2.
What is the statute of limitations, though, on something like that? Like, how long do you need to be going out with somebody before they're not invited as your plus one?
I don't think it's how long. I think it's how serious. Okay. Like, somebody can be going out for 4 months and be on the verge of proposing, and other people, it takes years. So I think it just depends on the seriousness of the relationship.
What if they hadn't met in those 4 months? Like, she doesn't even know who this guy is, but he's showing up at the wedding. Does that even matter?
If that's your friend, and because she's a bridesmaid, so it's your friend, so you know her, mm-hmm. you're going to know she's in love with this dude. If she's in love with somebody, she gets a plus one and her man gets to come.
Plus, it's the uninviting for me. Yeah. Like, if you got an RSVP plus one, then you should be able to bring whoever you want.
Bridesmaid 2. I had a girl's trip to Mexico booked months before she even announced her wedding date. She demanded I cancel it to come to her full wedding experience weekend. I did. Then she told me at the bridal shower I didn't seem enthusiastic enough. You know what I wasn't enthusiastic about? Dropping another $300 for a dress. I never wore it again. Okay.
It makes me wonder, how have they gotten this far in this friendship? Like, you have to know who your friend is.
You do, but I feel like weddings and funerals bring out the best and worst in people.
Yeah.
So sometimes you think you know somebody, and then you see them in a stressful situation, like planning a wedding.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, I never saw that side of that person before.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this. In these first three examples, would it have been outrageous for each one of them to approach the bride and just go, hey, this isn't cool. This isn't cool. This isn't cool individually.
Well, because you're a bridesmaid, you're conditioned to be like, make sure everything's perfect for the bride. So you don't want to ruin her bridal shower. You don't want to ruin like the wedding, even though they did. Mm-hmm. So you really mind your, you bite your tongue a lot to preserve the bride's vision.
Look, the bride is definitely pulling some moves that aren't, you know, are uncouth. But it sounds like the bridesmaids have problems with boundaries. She could have said no to canceling her girl's trip weekend. They could have said, hey, you invited my boyfriend and now you're uninviting him. That's not cool. And so then to like keep that all inside and make an even bigger transgression on the big day, they're not winning me over, I'm going to be honest.
But then it makes me wonder about the bride. Like, what has the bride shown in their friendship that makes them feel like they can't have boundaries? Like, oh, if I don't cancel this girl's trip, then I'm going to be like exiled from the friend group.
Why are you in it? It's like a toxic friendship at that point. You know what I mean?
All right, we got two more bridesmaids to go through because she had five total. So from bridesmaid 3, about a month after asking me to be a bridesmaid, she pulled me aside and said, you know, if you could drop a few pounds before the wedding, the dress will fit so much better.
Are you kidding?
Okay.
I just stood there stunned. I've never forgotten it. When she sent that new dress demand, I thought, oh no, this body is wearing the dress I already bought. End of story.
Every time I have been in a wedding, two times, I'm kidding. Every time the bride has made sure that either the bridesmaid dress would flatter all bodies or we got to pick our own. Here's the color. Buy it from wherever. Find a style that picks your body. A true friend is inclusive. It doesn't demand that you change. Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, bridesmaid 4, a.k.a. me. So this is from our Burt Show listener. So it wasn't just a dress. Something happened to her. She said at her own bachelorette party, she got tipsy and announced to everyone that I barely made the cut to be a bridesmaid because we weren't as close anymore.
What?
Everyone laughed awkwardly and didn't really know how to handle the comment without ruining the bachelorette weekend. I admit we aren't close anymore, but who says that publicly? Mm-hmm. So when the new dress request came in, I already knew I'm not close enough to you to spend money on a second dress. I'm intrigued to know if any of this new information changes your minds.
I think this is, what was the TV show that I watched where you just don't like any of the characters? Was it Succession? Where there is nobody with any kind of redeeming quality.
I think you felt that way about girls also.
Yeah, maybe girls also. Oh yeah, you just don't like anybody on that show.
Every single one of them is absolutely insufferable. Right?
I think we might have the same type situation here, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, clearly this is building up and building up and building up. Mm-hmm. So you decide to get back at her on her wedding day. So I don't know that anybody's in the right here.
Yeah, I just don't feel like five rights or five wrongs make a right. You know what I mean? Like, even though she was a terrible friend leading up to the wedding, it doesn't mean that you now have to have crappy behavior. Like, at the very least, send her a text and be like, yeah, we're not wearing that dress.
Right. And I'm assuming now that organically, they are not going to be friends with the bride at this point. This is over.
There'll be at least one of them that hangs on.
Really?
Yeah, female friendship is messed up.
This is The Bird Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, 100 days of good goes round continues today, 59th day.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burt Show fam help clear your wish list.
All right, first of all, we need to go backwards with a teacher also who wants to thank you guys. This is Lexi Ori from Monday. She's the third grade teacher at Esther Jackson Elementary in Roswell.
Hi, Burt Show. This is Miss Ori. Wow, I don't even know where to begin. I'm truly speechless, which never happens, like ever. Thanks to you guys, my wish list has been cleared. My heart is full of so much gratitude for all of the generous donations I receive from not only the Burt Show family, but also my own family. I am so excited that I will be able to provide snacks for my kiddos that are unable to bring a snack of their own. Also, I'm relieved that I am now stocked up on tissues because third graders like to use 5 tissues to blow their nose one time. Lastly, Bert, thank you so much for the rug. That was a big ask, and I'm just so grateful. As a kid, my mom and I listened to the Bert Show every morning when I was getting ready for school. And to now be a teacher and have my wish list cleared, this is truly a full circle moment. Love y'all.
All right, thank you guys for doing that. We're not done. We are not done. We've got another teacher, and this is the time of year, obviously, that we're asking because schools are just about to start up again. Teachers are already there, right?
Yeah, they started, at least for, I know for us, for public schools, they started back this week getting their classes ready and getting their curriculums ready, and our first day of school is Monday.
Sarah McCoy is a third grade teacher at Hollydale Elementary School in Powder Springs. She and her husband teach at the same school. They just got married 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
all right, let's let them spend money on their personal life and not the supplies for their kids that they are teaching.
Hi, Burt Show. My name is Sarah McCoy, but my students know me as Miss Cooper. That's because I just got married 2 weeks ago. I met my husband my first year teaching, and it was also his first year at the very same school.
Hey, Burt Show.
We both teach at Hollydale in Powder Springs, and as teachers at a Title I school, a lot of things that our kids love about school are paid for out of our own pocket. But after our wedding this summer, it's been a bit more challenging to pay for these things. I just got moved to third grade from second, so I now need things like fraction games and new room decor. We're both really big fans of The Burt Show and listen every morning on the way to school. We'd appreciate any help given by our fellow listeners. Hi, Mom!
I love that. Have you checked out the wish list?
I was just scoping it out, and she's got so many things that are under $10. There's another rug on there. Those are the big ticket items because they want their kiddos to have something, you know, soft to set their little bums on. And if you notice, the rugs always have, like, the one that you got the other day had smiley faces, so all the kids know, like, where to sit. Uh-huh. This one has spots for the kids to sit on as well. So. But plenty of stuff that is, you know, pencils, the usual, that easily, if you could just spare $5, you could help her clear a wish list.
That's so cute. I was thinking the same thing. Like, if you were planning to go out and get, like, a Dunkin' or a Starbucks today, there's so many things that are the same price as a coffee. Just give up your coffee today and, you know, treat a really deserving teacher.
I love that. I wish we lived in a time where the teachers didn't have to spend one penny of their own money on school supplies, or in a lot of cases, they've called us up also and said, I got to feed my kids, man. They come to school, they don't have any money for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our teachers are doing for us. So if you can help out today, we got that wish list connected and linked on over from theburkshow.com. And if you need anything from us, just tell us what you need, man. And we will try to hook you up at theburkshow.com. Speaking of school, your kid is just about to start.
I'm so happy, but I'm so sad.
Yeah. Aww. I think that's pretty. You're about to cry. You're about to cry.
Aww. Jimmy's starting pre-K and I'm not ready.
Pre-K today, paying taxes tomorrow.
Yeah. You only get 16 summers with them.
It's like like he was born and he's a baby, and then I blink and now he's starting pre-K, and then I'm gonna blink and he's gonna graduate high school, and I'm gonna blink and he's gonna graduate college if he chooses to go there, and then I'm gonna blink and he's gonna get married, then I'm gonna blink and we're gonna be dead, and I'm just like, what's happening?
That escalated quickly.
I would love to say that you are over exaggerating, but it does go that fast,
I
man.
Know.
It does.
So I'm sitting here looking at this precious little boy this week, right? So he starts pre-K on Monday. And so this week I'm trying to do something. I'm really upset.
Oh.
So every day this week I'm trying to do something like cute, kind of fun and sweet leading up to his first day so he's not nervous. We went and got his hair cut yesterday so he looks handsome for his first day of school. And we actually drove by his new school on the way there. And I'm like, hey, Bubba. Because, you know, I want him to be comfortable, and he's a comfortable kid. Like, he's very go with the flow, and he's a talker like his mom, shocker. And he's never met a stranger like his pap, and he makes friends easily. So there should be no concern, right? But we drove past the school because he's been going to the same place for the past 3 years. And I'm like, look, Bubba, like, that's going to be your new school. And I'm looking at the school is so big as we drive past it.
That is weird, seeing how big they are.
And so we're driving past the school, and I'm like, yeah, and then, you know, your buddies T-Bone and Luca and Rhett, they're all going to be there with you. And he's like, yay, mama, I always wanted to go to school with them. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it's going to be awesome. And then we go get his hair cut. And then, of course, there's a pet store next door. So we go look at the fishies, and I'm just watching him walk around the pet store. And then I remember when we got his first haircut, and we used to go to the pet store, and I had to lift him up to see the fish. And I don't have to lift him up to see the fish anymore. And so then we come home, and I'm just like, oh. And so I was just on it. I was just online, and I'm like getting his like backpack and his like a lunchbox. It's easy for him to open because he's going to be in the cafeteria.
Does anybody want to help her out here? 1-855-BIRCHILL.
He's
going
to be in the cafeteria. And so I got that stuff, and I'm just like, how did this happen?
I'm not laughing at you.
Laughing at you. No, I'm so like grateful. You know what I mean? It's so weird because like it's this rush of emotions because I'm so grateful, and like we're so fortunate. And at the same time, I'm just like, make time slow down. Yes.
You know what's the funny part about this? Well, there's a lot. But I remember going through this with Hayden, also bringing him over to Holy Spirit for the very first time at pre-K, and having the same workup feelings you are having right now. Leaving the show because I definitely wanted to be there, and I knew he was going to struggle going in there with all these kids in a new place. And then I get to Holy Spirit, and then he gets in the line with all the other kids to walk in, and I'm like, bye, little man. Bye, buddy. That dude was fine. He wasn't stressed out, not even a little bit. There's not even a wave goodbye. I'm like, and it was a bittersweet moment because you're trying to believe that you are setting them up for this kind of experience that they don't need mom and dad. And then when they don't need mom and dad, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, this is way harder on me than it is on him. And the pressure's on for me not to ruin this with all my hormones.
Unfortunately, there's really nothing to say to make it better. It is what it is. And it's sad because what it is, it's marking the end of an era, especially if you had a kid stay at home, like my son Max, and he's Chad, my husband's shopping buddy. Like they all day, every day together. And all of a sudden they're not there because they're at school. But what I will say is, along with the sadness at this chapter closing, once your kid starts going to like pre-K and learning things and coming back and talking to you about just random conversations, like, oh, I fell over the playground, but Olivia helped pick me up, and just seeing them form their own bonds and the things that they're learning, the start of the new chapter balances it out. But there's nothing that's going to stop the tears.
Yeah, right. How is Bart handling? Is he very stoic about you?
He's
Bart.
Fine. He's a man.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a couple more hours to myself.
Yes.
This is great. It's just such this. Everything just feels very overwhelming, and not in like a bad way either. Sure. I'm just looking at him, and I am seeing like he will always be my baby, but he's not my baby anymore. Yeah. Like he's a little boy, and he's already been showing that. But it's just now that like we have orientation on Friday, and then first day is Monday, and you get to walk them in. So I'm going to be gone for an hour on Monday so I can go meet Bart and Jimmy at the school, and we can walk.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Well, to make it easier, we're all going to go with you.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
Do the show live.
Could you imagine?
We're there.
The teacher would be like, yeah, this is very unorthodox. And I also verse to say it's very unhealthy. That you don't need to be doing this. Please go home.
You brought your whole office with you.
The parade of adults is way more than the parade of kids that are walking
your
in.
Your emotional support coworkers.
This is The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.